The Final Frontier. Since we first landed on the moon in 1969, humans have been back there only 5 times. But astronauts have been in space continuously since 2000, living and working on board the International Space Station, ISS. Here, they collect invaluable information about surviving in space. There are 3 to 6 crew members on board at all times, but they're not the only ones up there. The ISS receives many short-term visitors and space tourists from different countries around the world. What is it like living in space?
Silence, please. While space itself is silent, on board the ISS there is constant noise. The sound of the many fans and motors whirring away 24/7 is reassuring. Everything is still working as it should, but it's like living next to a busy intersection in a big city.
Odd bodies. Strange things happen to our bodies in space. For example, astronauts have to hook their feet under a railing while they're working, eating, or cooking to prevent themselves from floating off. As a result, their feet harden on top, while the soles of their feet soften. Another problem is that bones and muscles become weak in zero gravity, so regular exercise is essential. About 2.5 hours every day. They even have marathon competitions, on treadmills, of course.
Good night. The astronauts all have their own private sleep pods. It's a very small space where they sleep vertically. They don't lie down because there is no up or down in space, after all. They don't use mattresses or pillows, but some strap pillows to their heads to make it feel more like lying down. There are 16 sunrises and sunsets every 24 hours on board the ISS. Since this could get very confusing, all clocks are set to UTC, Coordinated Universal Time, a time standard and the basis for time zones worldwide, to help the crew live their days just as they would on Earth.
Eating and hygiene. Food in space tastes bland, and astronauts therefore use a lot of spices to give the food some taste. But in zero gravity, spices will float around the room if you try to sprinkle them over your food. Spices are therefore kept inside some oil and mixed into the food. Until recently, coffee, juice, and all liquids had to be sipped from packets through a straw. But engineers have now designed cups that can be used in zero gravity. Since water is scarce, the crew mostly just uses moist wipes to clean themselves. When they brush their teeth, they swallow the toothpaste or spit it into a cloth in order to avoid spit floating all over the place.
Clothes. Astronauts wear their clothes until they fall apart, then get rid of them. Luckily, the fabric doesn't stick to your skin in zero gravity, so clothes don't get sweaty as quickly as they do on Earth. Then there are the multi-million-dollar spacesuits, specifically made to fit each crew member. It takes almost an hour to put one on, so quickly going to the toilet when wearing the suit is not an option. To overcome this problem, astronauts have to wear a sort of diaper underneath their spacesuits.
Ultimate recycling. On board the ISS, recycling is surviving. Almost all wastewater, including urine, is recycled. Even air gets recycled. First, the carbon dioxide is removed from the air people exhale. After a filtering process, they rebreathe the oxygen. However, not everything can be recycled, and the crew regularly needs fresh food, water, and equipment from Earth. Once the cargo has been delivered by a resupply ship, the crew fills the vehicle with 5,896 kilograms of waste, including their dirty clothes, and it's sent back to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere. However, nothing, not even the most expensive object ever made, lasts forever. The ISS will eventually have to come down to Earth. So far, nobody knows when, if, or with what it will be replaced.
The ISS in numbers. 4. The tons of food needed to support a crew of 3 for about 6 months. 6. the number of months an astronaut typically lives and works on the ISS. 10. The number of countries where long-term crew members come from. 13. The number of rooms on the station. 90. The number of minutes it takes the ISS to circle the Earth, traveling at 7.7 kilometers per second. 100 billion. The estimated cost of the ISS in US dollars.